So, Dad, tell me the time about when you went to South Africa for the first time.
It was 1964 that my mom and dad met, got married, and my mom got pregnant with me and had me in 65. And my dad was still in college at that point, studying to become a CPA. And right out of college, he got a really good job as an accountant for a construction company that was nationwide in Scotland. And we got a house, and we learned not too long after that that
Is Nala in here?
South Africa was offering passage plus career plus a year of free apartment to anyone that had a trade, as the government was trying to get trying to fill jobs, trying to fill a need for skilled labor as well as professionals to build the country. And so in 1970, we decided to take the plunge, much to the rest of the family's chagrin, because nobody wanted to see us go. They all thought that my dad was crazy. He was had a young child. I was 5 years old, and he had a good situation in Scotland. But of course, the weather was terrible there. It was always gloomy. And it just seemed like, to my dad at the time, just seemed like such an adventure to embark on, and just to see what else was out there. Most of his family, in fact, all of his family, had never ventured out of Scotland, and he was the first one to take the risk of telling his job that he was resigning and going on to something else, and taking the offer that the government of South Africa had offered. So they offered a you could go by plane or by boat, and the boat was a cruise that left from the south of England and went all the way around the outside, on the west coast of Africa, as a 2 week cruise. And that's what we decided to do. And
Did you ever get seasick or anything?
oh, it was if you've known anything about that part of the world and the way the ocean behaves and the weather going that route, I mean, there's been many a shipwreck that have happened going down the west coast of Africa. And it was, I mean, everybody within the first week, we were all green and just puking our guts out over the side of the railing. But it was such great memories for me, because that was the first time I'd been on a ship, and just it was, luxurious. We had a fantastic room, and my parents would leave me in the room, and they'd go out and dance, and do their thing. They were still a young couple, and one night I got out and went into the to see if I could find them, and I ended up playing bowling with oranges with this one one of the staff members of the ship, and he had sent a message to the captain saying that there was a 5-year-old that was outside of the of his room looking for his parents, and he made an announcement to the entire ship saying, hey, there's a young boy named John that's out roaming around in the ship, and he's one of our staff members has him in custody, just keeping an eye on him, but anyone that has a young son named John, please report to the. And so they came and found me, and I was playing bowling with oranges in the hallway of the ship. And so anyway, we 2 weeks later we arrived in Cape Town, South Africa, and I had never seen a black person before in real life, and all I could see when we got to port was black people, and it was just my eyes were wide open. I had never seen anything like it. It just seemed like every person, as far as the eye could see, was had black skin. And
it was like you're on a different planet or something.
No, it was like a different planet, and there just seemed like there were so many of them everywhere you looked. And it was actually a white person that met us and took us to our took us through customs and made sure that everything was taken care of as far as our immigration status, and we got permanent residency right away, and my dad's job started I think a week later, so we had a chance to get into our apartment, and the apartment was fully furnished, and we stayed in Cape Town. My dad started working.
I never knew that you worked in you started in Cape Town. I thought you went straight to Johannesburg.
No, we started in Cape Town, but of course that part of it I barely recall. You know. And it wasn't about a month later that my dad got another offer from a company offering more money up in Johannesburg. So we left Cape Town shortly after. We didn't even stay a year in Cape Town. And we went up to Johannesburg and started a new life there. And Johannesburg at the time was the kind of the business capital of the country, and it was at that time I started going to school, and my accent started changing because I was spending a lot of time with South Africans, so my accent was instantly recognizable with the kids, and they started making fun of me.
Really?
So I started making more of an effort to speak with a South African accent, and then when I got home, my parents were making fun of me for having a South African accent, so I started making more of an effort to speak with a Scottish accent, and so I ended up with two different accents. And
you still do that when
I
you talk
still
to
do
them.
That to this day, yeah, just kind of stuck with me. But my dad ended up going from being a accountant to becoming a top management at a trucking company, and then he went from a trucking company to a nationwide furniture company where he was upper level management, and then by the time I was 12 years old, he was the CFO of Train Southern Africa, which is a Train Air Conditioning is an American company that had offices in South Africa, and he became the CFO of Train Southern Africa at that time. So he literally went from being in a little podunk town in Scotland to becoming a major league businessman in Johannesburg. So we went from barely being able to do anything, afford anything, to living in a huge house with a swimming pool and in an amazing suburb in Johannesburg. And he was traveling the world as the the company continued to grow in South Africa. He had to travel abroad a lot of times. He came to the States a lot of times, and so all of his family still in Scotland. We're 100% Scottish, but we started a new life in South Africa, and it ended up becoming a huge success story for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, short answer is that it was a great decision that he made that day when he decided that it was time to spread our wings and see what else is out there.
There's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't even know about. Like,
yeah.
I had no idea he worked for that trucking company or any of that stuff.
Well, and he was so nervous starting his first day on the job in Cape Town when we first got there. He wasn't really sure what to wear. Some people were wearing like business suits, and then other people were wearing what is known in South Africa as safari suits, and those were what they're a little more casual. They were shorts and kind of like what you would call a tunic on top, and then long socks and like casual shoes. And he thought that was the appropriate dress for his job. And when he arrived at work that day, they all just started laughing at him. They were like, "No, this is not the place that you wear that. You have to wear a proper suit, jacket and tie to come to."
That's terrible.
Yeah. So, but he was so nervous going to work that first day that he broke out in this like massive skin infection. He had like boils on
really?
His legs that were so painful that it was just kind of a immune response to his anxiety. It almost looked like acne on his legs, but it was like massive boils, and they were really, really painful. He got through it and ended up making some contacts, and we ended up in Johannesburg, which is where he ended up living for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, thanks, Dad.
Sure. Yeah, any other questions?
I just didn't know how you were able to remember all that at age 5. No.
I know, I even remember because I was already a car person back then, and I remember the first car that we got into, the taxi cab to take us to our hotel. The first night was a hotel, And I remember us getting into this American, it was like an American
a Pinto?
Sedan. No, it was a massive, one of these massive four-door sedans. I can't even remember what, I think it was like an Impala.
Yeah.
But it was like the big, you know, with the six, it had six tail lights, you know, three on each side.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember just going, I mean, because, you know, in Europe, all the cars are tiny little things, you know. In South Africa, you had kind of a mix of, you know, European cars, and you had some American cars in there. Not many, but there were still some.
Mm-hmm.
And but just to arrive there, and it was a sunny day. I remember it being sunny and warm. You know, we were always so freezing cold in Scotland, always bundled up, and it was always raining and cloudy, you know. And you get to South Africa and you just see this blue sea, this massive mountain, you know,
Table Mountain.
That you experienced when you got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the other thing that's been a huge pleasure for me is taking my kids back to South Africa to see where it all started, you know. And that's where it started, in Cape Town. Just to see the scenery, you literally, like you said, it just felt like you arrived on a different planet. Really did.